97.9, 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, WWE Diva, the Glamazon, Beth Phoenix. Beth, how are you?
I'm doing great, Big Papa. Thank you for the awesome introduction, by the way.
Are you kidding me? Really? For you? Anything. My goodness. So we're getting ready for the Night of Champions this Sunday on pay-per-view. It's in your hometown of Buffalo. Are you home right now, or where exactly are you located?
Actually, my best friend lives over here in Manoa. So I'm actually in close to the area, and, you know, the First Niagara Center is just, you know, a couple hours down the road in Buffalo. So, I mean, all of us are making the trek out there, a lot of my friends and family. And I would encourage everyone in the area to go and check out the pay-per-view, because being it live is unlike anything else. And come on, you want to see me beat up Kelly Kelly up close and personal. Maybe a hair will fly your way, or sweat, or whatever. Or you can see an eyelash fly your way, you know. Be awesome.
Absolutely. I got a feeling that you're going to pull some of those hair extensions out.
That really brings me some joy.
We're talking to the Glamazon, Beth Phoenix, Night of Champions, this Sunday on pay-per-view. And I'll tell you what, Beth, I'm actually going to be there. I'm making the trip out to Buffalo for the show. And you're absolutely right. Seeing the WWE live is something that you have to do at least once in your lifetime. And once you go once, you're going to want to go again and again and again, especially when it's a pay-per-view. I mean, my goodness.
It is, and this card is completely stacked. Every single title in the WWE will be defended. I mean, Alberto's wrestling John Cena. We have Randy versus Mark Henry. There's a Fatal 4-Way for the U.S. Championship. And, of course, there's the match everyone's talking about, is CM Punk versus Triple H, because this affects all of us. If Triple H loses, he's no longer the COO of WWE. And, you know, that could have huge ramifications for all of the rest of us talent.
Oh, absolutely. Now, with you and I've talked to Shawn Michaels and The Miz and Sheamus and Morrison over the years, and I am absolutely amazed with your travel schedule. I mean, because you are all over the place. You're literally on the, like, you're home like 2 days a week, and the rest you're all over the country, all over the world, right?
It is quite brutal. I mean, sometimes I'll be gone, let me ask my friends and family, 3 weeks at a time when we go on international tours. And, you know, it's a huge sacrifice for us in the WWE, but really we do it all for the WWE universe. It brings us so much pleasure, and, you know, to be able to outreach and touch the fans and travel and bring the show to you live in your very own hometown. I mean, that's what we do. And like I said, coming to a live event, if you get that ticket and you come in and you sit and watch the show, you'll understand why it's important to come watch it.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, I have an 11-year-old son, and I brought him to a Raw. It was a Christmas present. I took him to Raw in Albany. And he was just at, like, the looks on his face. It was just incredible, you know, to bring a kid to this type of event. It's absolutely amazing.
Well, I tell you what, if you talk to the roster, I'm sure a lot of us had that similar experience. I was 11 years old, the same age, and my mother brought me to Binghamton at the Broome County Arena to see WWF at the time, the first time. And, you know, it inspired me so much that look at me now today. Became a wrestler. It became my life, my career. It became my passion. So, you know, I just think that it can touch fans so much. And I really would encourage you guys to come out. And like I said, you never know. You might end up with a WWE superstar on your hands.
Absolutely. Night of Champions this Sunday on pay-per-view. And it's going to be originating from Buffalo. We're talking to Beth Phoenix, the Glamazon, WWE Diva. It's got to be something special to be able to be on a pay-per-view for the title in your hometown.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for me. And the last time I went to Buffalo, actually, I walked in the women's champion, and I had a torn ACL and ended up being wrestling Laypool in a handicap match and lost the title. So the last time I was in Buffalo, it was the last, you know, time I was the women's champion, and the title was retired shortly after that. So this is really me coming full circle. I'm coming back to Buffalo as the challenger now against Kelly Kelly, and really, you know, I'm determined to rewrite history and to walk out the Divas Championship and right what went wrong.
Absolutely. So, you know, we talked about travel schedule and things of that nature. It's got to take a toll on personal relationships, boyfriend, husband, you know, stuff like that. Is there a boyfriend in the mix?
The Glamazon is wholly focused on her career right now, and I don't really discuss such personal matters in an open forum, but I'll tell you one thing. It is tough on friends and family, but I find I'm a multifaceted woman, and I support my family 100%, as they will do the same for me. And they're coming out in full force to Buffalo, and I really, like I said, this is going to be a very special moment for me in my career, because I'm going to have all the people that I love in one building at one time to watch me have my career come full circle.
Oh, my God. Absolutely awesome. We're talking to WWE Diva, the Glamazon Beth Phoenix, Night of Champions, Sunday on pay-per-view, right from Buffalo, right in your hometown, WWE.com for all of the information. Now, I'm going to be there, and hypothetically, allegedly, if there is, I realize that you don't talk about such stuff. But hypothetically, allegedly, if you if you're into guys that have a little bit of chub and 6 foot, got the goatee going, a little bit of teddy bear action. If you're into teddy bears, hypothetically, allegedly, I will be in Buffalo to help you celebrate after you kick Kelly Kelly's ass.
Wonderful. Well, I hope I invite you to come join all my friends and family and everybody, and let's have a great time and celebrate my victory.
Families love me. Moms love me. Your mom will love me, Beth. Absolutely.
I must point out that my mom isn't just a mom. She's the glamour mom. So there's quite a bit.
That's fantastic. Beth Phoenix, the Glamazon, Night of Champions this Sunday on pay-per-view, and of course, Raw Mondays on USA. Before you go, the quick six. This is six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, Beth Phoenix, three shows that are on your DVR right now.
Dexter, Breaking Bad, and WWE Raw.
Your favorite toy as a child?
My Hulk Hogan wrestling buddy.
I had one too. That was the one where they stayed in the same pose. It was almost like rubbery.
No, it was like a pillow actually.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
$1 million man one too.
Absolutely. last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Oh, Rihanna. Several Rihanna songs.
You're on the road a lot. What are your go-to snacks at the convenience store?
Beef jerky and hard-boiled eggs, as gross as it sounds.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Ooh, shoulders.
Favorite toy as an adult?
That would be my Dodge Charger Super B.
Nice. Beth Phoenix, the Glamazon, taking on Kelly Kelly for the Diva title this Sunday on pay-per-view. It's the Night of Champions coming from Buffalo in your hometown. I will be in attendance. I'll be cheering you on. And you can check out WWE.com for all the details. You're on Twitter, right?
Yes, the Beth Phoenix is my Twitter name. And make sure you guys come out in full effect.
Absolutely. Beth Phoenix, the Glamazon, Night of Champions this Sunday on pay-per-view. Beth, thank you so much for the time and good luck on Sunday. Not like you need it.
Thanks, Big Papa. We'll see you there.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break. Come back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.